Decision in Jakarta on Wednesday, Prabowo said that he and his cabinet would remove anyone who tried to obstruct what he deemed pro-people policies.
The people demand a clean government, a true government, one that works properly. So I want to uphold that. Interests are only for the nation, the people, no other interests. I will get rid of those who do not want to work truly for the people.
Previously, Prabowo said in his speech that he had given sufficient time and warnings to all ministers and state officials over the past approximately 100 days. He had issued warnings to those unwilling to follow the direction of his government's policies. Prabowo also reminded them to remain loyal to the state and the people. The Indonesian government has firmly rejected any attempts to forcibly relocate Palestinians or alter the demographic composition of occupied Palestinian territories. This was stated by the spokesperson for Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Rolian Shah Sumirat, in Jakarta on Wednesday. The Indonesian government considers such actions a major obstacle to the realization of an independent and sovereign Palestinian state.
Indonesia dengan tegas menolak segala upaya untuk secara paksa merelokasi.
Indonesia strongly rejects any attempt to forcibly displace Palestinian or alter the demographic composition of the occupied Palestinian territory. Such action will obstruct the realization of an independent and sovereign state of Palestine as envisioned by the two-state solution based on 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital. Furthermore, Indonesia has urged the international community to ensure respect for international law, particularly the Palestinian people's right to self-determination and their fundamental right to return to their homeland. Rolian Shah emphasized that the only viable path to lasting peace in the region is by addressing the root causes of the conflict. Indonesian Tourism Ministry Widianti Putri Wardana revealed, based on data from the Central Bureau of Statistics in 2024, the total number of tourist visits reached 13.74 million visits, an increase of around 18% compared to 2023. Likewise, the number of domestic tourist trips reached 1,021.56 million trips, an increase of 22% compared to 2023. This was conveyed by Widianti at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday. Based on this positive achievement, Widianti is optimistic that the development of the tourism sector can continue and contribute to the national gross domestic products.
So, I want to convey here to my colleagues, I'm optimistic that the development of the tourism sector can continue and further encourage the contribution of the tourism sector to the development of the national gross domestic product, or GDP.
Widianti also said that Indonesia's tourism sector also had a positive impact on employment, namely an increase in the tourism workforce in 2025 by 2.5% compared to 2023. Widianti further said, based on data from the Central Bureau of Statistics, the number of tourism workers in 2025 was recorded at 25.01 million people, while in 2023, it was recorded at 24.41 million people. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government will launch the free health checkup program on February 10, 2025. It was stated by Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin after reporting to President Prabowo Subianto at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday. He said that the president has decided the launch date for the program that will be implemented at community health center or puskesmas and clinics that collaborate with Health Social Security Agency.
Jadi tadi rapat mengenai update beliau mengenai program.
So we held a meeting on the update of the free health checkup program. The president has decided later on February 10, it can be implemented at the community health centers and also clinics. He wanted to observe the program personally at one of health centers like last free nutritious meal program.
Di salah satu puskesmas.
Budi Gunadi explained that the program is designed to cover the entire population of Indonesia from newborns to the elderly. However, this free health checkup program will be carried out in stages with a mechanism that is adjusted based on age group. For children under 6 years old and above school age, the screening will be carried out on their birthday dates with tolerance period of 1 month. Meanwhile, for free health checkup program, the examination will be carried out when they enter school. The free health checkup service includes a number of examinations. It also includes cancer screenings for the age group over 40 years, with a focus on breast and cervical cancer for women and lung and colorectal cancer for men. Bali will host an international naval exercise, the Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo MNEK 2025, which will take place on February 15 to 22, 2025. The naval exercise is a non-war military exercise organized by the Indonesian Navy and involves friendly countries to strengthen maritime cooperation. This exercise will involve 58 countries with 34 foreign warships and 18 Republic of Indonesia warships. The commander of the Denpasar Bali Indonesian Navy Base, Navy Colonel Endra Kusuma said in Denpasar Bali Wednesday, MNEK is a form of Indonesian maritime diplomacy in maintaining regional and global stability. He said MNEK 2025 will include various activities including an international maritime security symposium, which invites representatives of navies from various countries to discuss political stability and maritime security at the regional and global levels.
TNI AL ini memiliki tugas salah satunya adalah
the Indonesian Navy has one of its tasks, which is diplomacy, supporting Indonesia's free and active foreign policy. We are not going to any bloc and trying to embrace everything. So in this multilateral naval exercise commando activity, one of those purposes is to maintain regional stability.
Menjaga stabilitas regional.
The multilateral naval exercise commando MNEK is held every 2 years between the Indian Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. This exercise involves various activities such as field maneuvers, experience exchange forums, bilateral meeting, defense exhibition and cultural activities. The fifth MNEK is scheduled to take place in Bali on February 15 to 22, 2025. Indonesia continues its commitment to addressing climate change despite the United States withdrawing from the Paris Agreement. Minister of Environment Hanif Faisal Nurofik said this was in line with President Prabowo Subianto's speech at the G20 forum in Brazil, which stated that he would address food shortage in 3 years, food self-sufficiency in 4 years, and contribute to global efforts to combat hunger in 5 years. In hearing with Commissions 12 of the Indonesian House of Representatives on Wednesday in Jakarta, Hanif stated that in Indonesia will also continue its efforts to achieve the UN Sustainable Development Goals related to steps to reduce climate temperatures, to save the earth, and achieve renewable energy through biodiesel and geothermal.
Sehingga kemudian pada saat dikonstitusi dengan
President Trump decided to withdraw from the Paris Agreement, we remain committed to holding on what President Prabowo states officially at the G20 in Brazil. Earlier, President of the United States of America Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the Paris Agreement at the end of January, shortly after he was inaugurated as the 47th president. The U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Agreement was carried out when the executive order was signed on January 20, 2025. Now let's move on to commentary for today.
Here is today's commentary on House approves the establishment of investment management agency to manage state-owned enterprises. I'm Dalat Pane. The plenary meeting of the Indonesian House of Representatives Thursday officially approved the establishment of the Daya Anagata Nusantara Investment Management Agency to manage state-owned enterprises through the revision of Law No. 19 of 2003 concerning state-owned enterprises. The draft law regarding this amendment has also been passed into law. State-owned Enterprises Minister Erick Thohir said that the law approved the establishment of the Daya Anagata Nusantara Investment Management Agency. According to him, this institution was officially established and formed in order to consolidate the management of state-owned enterprises. The Investment Management Agency starts with optimizing state-owned enterprises' dividends, carrying out restructuring and investment, and collaborating with third parties to increase assets value. Chairman of Commission 6th of the House, Anggia Irma Rini, last Tuesday said that in discussing the issue, they received input from various groups such as academics, practitioners, and others. According to her, a strong legal basis and governments of state-owned enterprises are needed, especially since the old law is more than 22 years old. So it needs to be changed and to transfer today's challenges so that state-owned enterprises can improve in performance and contribute maximally to the national economy. State-owned enterprises which act as an extension of the state must be able to carry out the function of managing potential and natural resources for the prosperity of the people. Their important role as mandated by the Constitution encourage state-owned enterprises to transform into professional, efficient, and globally competitive business entities. With the establishment of the BPI, Nusantara Investment Management Agency, state-owned enterprises are expected to be able to contribute maximally to various government programs such as food security, energy, downstreaming, and other national strategic programs that will have an impact on economic growth and public welfare. Minister Eric Toit also said that the transformation of state-owned enterprises through BPI Danantara is currently a strategic step to realize Indonesia's vision towards a golden Indonesia 2045 through the synergy of the government, state-owned enterprises, and stakeholders. This is certainly in line with the 2025-2045 National Long-Term Development Plan and Asta Cita, the 8 missions of President Prabowo Subianto's government. That was commendable.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta, ngapa kau menatapku dengan manja? Indah parasmu menghangatkan suasana. Hari pun semakin terasa berwarna. Dia segalanya. Bibirnya yang merah melunda, indah senyumnya buatku terpana. Suara hatinya yang mempesona, buatku kehilangan kata. Ku berjalan menuju arahnya, melihat dirinya yang istimewa. Setiap langkahku menuju selamanya. Wajahmu, senyummu, hangat peluk ibumu. Kesamu, helaimu, membuatku selalu rindu. Lupakan semua masalahmu, lupakan semua masalahmu. Berhenti, 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 berhenti kalau ku di dekatku. Cinta, mengapa kau menatapku dengan manja? Indah parasmu menghangatkan. Oh, hari semakin terasa berwarna. Ya segalanya, oh yeah. Bibirnya yang merah melunda, indah senyumnya buatku terpana. Suara hatinya yang mempesona, buatku kehilangan kata. Berjalan menuju arahnya, yang istimewa. Setiap langkahku menuju selamanya. Wajahmu, senyummu, hangat peluk ibumu. Kesamu, helaimu, membuatku selalu rindu. Lupakan semua masalahmu, lupakan semua masalahmu. Berhenti, 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 berhenti kalau pun di dekatku. Good morning, baby, didn't mean to wake ya. Can't believe I just woke up size in every creature. To be clear, you're my angel in disguise. Woo! Dark beauty like the sun when it arises. Don't need no makeup, put your head down. Cause that beauty of yours make other girls frown. I wanna tell you that I love you, I need you, I want you, I'll cater for you. And I'm gonna be there when I shine down. Berhenti, 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 kalau pun tidak kau.
in media.
What is this food?
Rattan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat Rattan from North Sumatra.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia. And thank you for still staying tuned with us here in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And as I've mentioned earlier, of course, the weather here is so unpredictable. And definitely, if you are having a wonderful time, a wonderful or great time with your family and also your loved one, or perhaps you are planning to have a holiday with your loved ones or your family, I think it will be much better if you prepare yourself with many kinds of things that you need, especially during this rainy season and also strong winds, okay? And definitely you can prepare and bring some umbrella, your raincoat, and don't forget your very thick jacket. Quite needed here, especially if you're staying in Jakarta or perhaps in another place in Indonesia. Well, listener, I'm still going to be here, still giving you another information, also great music to listen. And before that, I will give you two wonderful songs to listen, and we'll also present to you an Indonesian wonder.
Cause it's time to fight a crew, if you really like me too. Karena telah lama ku merasa ada sesuatu di hatiku, untuk kamu, oh sayangku. Kasih tanda padaku, if you really like me too. Karena ku selalu nunggu message darimu. Apa Facebookmu, apa Twittermu, Instagram kamu dan YouTube kamu, kenapa harus buffering dulu? You stole my heart, kamu buat diriku selalu menunggu. Ku ingin selalu teriakan kamu. If you really like me too, karena ku selalu nunggu message darimu. Apa Facebookmu, apa Twittermu, Instagram kamu dan YouTube kamu, kenapa harus buffering dulu? You stole my heart. Takkan pernah ku siapkan memori bersamamu.
Like to introduce you to Ogokan, a unique art from Tabanan region in Bali. Ogokan is a large wooden musical instrument resembling a giant bell. used as a means of communication by communities in remote villages. A smaller version of this instrument called keroncongan is often got placed on trees to scare off animals that damage coconut plants. And it also uses as a collar for livestock such as cows and buffalo. The name okokan comes from the sound it made, clop, 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 which is how it got its name. Listeners, okokan is considered a sacred art form. It is performed when the community faces an outbreak of diseases, known locally as gerubu. Traditionally, to combat the illness, people would leave their homes and play percussion instruments like the kan kentongan or slit drum, okokan, and tekan. Tabanan people believe that the sound produced by these instruments can drive away the source of disease affecting the community. Because of this, okokan is regarded as a sacred tradition. It is often performed during times of crisis such as crop failures or disease outbreaks. Okokan is played by a group of people as they walk through the village. In addition to its religious significance, okokan is also performed during special events such as the Bali Arts Festival and is sometimes used to entertain guests who wish to experience traditional Balinese culture. During these performances, okokan is often accompanied by other Balinese local instruments such as the gong, kendang, tawa-tawa, and more, which enhance and complement its unique sound. And that was today's Indonesian Wonder.
How is the weather would be in Indonesia this February? What are the factors? Mimin Saipudin from BMKG told us in a recent dialogue.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah, actually currently in February, we are in the active period of tropical cyclone formation in the southern equatorial region, which decision of the TC is from November to April. And in this February, the potential for tropical cyclone developments remain high, of course, particularly in the southern areas of Indonesia. Other atmospheric factors such as NGO, we call for Madden-Julian oscillation phenomena,
okay,
and then monsoon activity can significantly increase the rainfall, especially during January and February as the peak of the rainy season in Indonesia.
Rasanya tak ingin henti berdentang.
kau merasakan hal yang sama. Kita bahagia, semuanya suka dan terus tertawa. Berpesta salah pada
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Let's speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Labuan Bajo. Di Labuan Bajo,
which means in Labuan Bajo. You will listen to conversations about
Keren. Keren,
which means cool. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Nana, a tour guide, at a bistro in Labuan Bajo. After crossing from Sape Port, Sumbawa Island, to Labuan Bajo Port, Chris met Nana, who told him about the activity point at Manta Point, a popular diving spot in Labuan Bajo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Keren, keren,
which means cool. We will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after us.
Keren, keren,
which means cool.
Kegiatan, kegiatan,
which means activity.
Besok, besok,
which means tomorrow.
Vlog, vlog,
which means vlog.
Menarik, menarik,
which means interesting.
Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog.
Bertemu, bertemu,
which means meet.
Pemuda Bajo, pemuda Bajo,
which means young Bajo people.
Menyelam, menyelam,
which means dive.
Tanpa, tanpa,
which means without.
Alat bantu, alat bantu,
which means supporting equipment. In the conversations, you hear the expression
keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik,
which means cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog. There is the word
keren, keren,
which means cool, which is the expressions of amazement, excitement, and anticipation. Those feelings are related to Chris' amazement to the diving skill of young Bajo people, his excitement to the activity at Manta Point, and to meet young Bajo people, and anticipations to make an interesting vlog. Other example, let's listen to another use of
keren, keren,
which means cool, in another sentence.
Penampilan Chris hari ini keren. Penampilan Chris hari ini keren.
Which means Chris looks cool today.
Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo. Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo.
Which means the scenery of Merah Beach in Labuan Bajo is so cool. The Bajo tribe who lives in some waters of Indonesia, such as Sulawesi, East Kalimantan, Maluku, and East Nusa Tenggara, is well known for their expertise in diving. They can dive with a sporting equipment for a quite long duration. Their diving skill was the inspiration of James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of Water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or let's speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Well, listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
keren, keren,
which means cool. We hope today's edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Sarah Olivia.
Bye-bye.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
di Labuan Bajo. Di Labuan Bajo.
Which means, in Labuan Bajo. You will listen to conversations about
keren, keren,
which means cool. The conversations is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Nana, a tour guide, at a bistro in Labuan Bajo. After crossing from Sape Port, Sumbawa Island, to Labuan Bajo Port, Chris met Nana, who told him about the activity plan at Manta Point, a popular diving spot in Labuan Bajo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Keren, keren,
which means cool. We will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after us.
Keren, keren,
which means cool.
Kegiatan, kegiatan,
which means activity.
Besok, besok,
which means tomorrow.
Vlog, vlog,
which means vlog.
Menarik, menarik,
which means interesting.
Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means, cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog.
Bertemu, bertemu.
Which means meet.
Pemuda Bajo, pemuda Bajo.
Which means young Bajo people.
Menyelam, menyelam.
Which means dive.
Tanpa, tanpa.
Which means without.
Alat bantu, alat bantu.
Which means supporting equipment. In the conversations, you hear the expression
keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool. Tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog. There is the word
keren. Keren,
which means cool, which is the expressions of amazement, excitement, and anticipation. Those feelings are related to Chris' amazement to the diving skill of young Bajo people, his excitement to the activity at Manta Point and to meet young Bajo people, and anticipations to make an interesting vlog. Other example, let's listen to another use of
keren, keren,
which means cool, in another sentence.
Penampilan Chris hari ini keren. Penampilan Chris hari ini keren.
Which means Chris looks cool today.
Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo. Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo.
Which means the scenery of Merah Beach in Labuan Bajo is so cool. The Bajo tribe who lives in some waters of Indonesia, such as Sulawesi, East Kalimantan, Maluku, and East Nusa Tenggara, is well known for their expertise in diving. They can dive with a sporting equipment for a quite long duration. Their diving skill was the inspiration of James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of Water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or let's speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Well, listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
keren, keren,
which means cool. We hope today's edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Farno Olivia.
Bye-bye.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Dibabah Pintu. The song was composed by Ayah Ubid. It means in front of the door. The lyrics tell the story of a wife waiting for her husband at the door. The wife hopes her husband will come home soon. The song Dibabah Pintu also became the soundtrack of the movie Cut Nyak Din in 1988. In the movie, Cut Nyak Din waits for her husband, Tengku Ibrahim, to return home to fight against the invaders, similar to the song Dibabah Pintu. Well, listener, here is the song Dibabah Pintu by Liza Aulia.
malam minggu aku pergi ke pesta. Pesta meriah ulang tahun kawanku. Semua yang datang bergaya ceria, berdansa dan gembira. Di tengah pesta aku lihat si dia, lincah gayanya dan semasa kini. Ingin hatiku mencium pipinya, tapi malu rasanya.
Oh hip hip hura hura,
hura hura.
Kau
very much for staying tuned here in Indonesia Today. In Indonesia Today, I will be right back with you again next week with another information and also great music to listen. More interesting and more happy, of course. Nuka Kusuma will be signing off and have a great day and always love Indonesia. I'll see you again next week. And don't forget, you can contact us to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, our Instagram account VOI_official, and our TikTok account VOI_official, and of course our email address voilisteners@gmail.com. And you can contact us to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Nuka signing off and have a great day and always love Indonesia. I'll see you again next week. Bye.
Korewa, Voice of Indonesia desu. Nihongo de hōsou sareteiru Voice of Indonesia wa Indonesia ni kansuru nyūsu, jōhō, entertainmentu dake de naku, samazama na jōhō o teikyō shimasu. Shūhasu 332kHz oyobi 4755kHz de, matawa website www.foinews.id yori LL Digital Application KU de 毎日 放送 を 視聴 したり アクセス したり できます。 Selamat malam, bonbanwa. Kyou, watashi Isan ga 1 jikan no nihongo hōsou wo okuri itashimasu. Kyou wa nyūsu, Indonesia no ongaku, sore tomo iroiro na Indonesia no jōhou, soshite Pinisi sen nitsuite no jōhou wo otodoke shimasu. Tsugi wa nyūsu wo otsutai shimasu. リスナーの皆さんニュースです。それでは最初のニュースです。観光省は観光産業が国内総生産に貢献し続けると楽観視していることについてお伝えします。インドネシアのウィリアン・ティップトリー・ワルダナ観光大臣は中央統計局のデータに基づいて 2014年 の国内観光客数は13.274万人に達して 2023年と比べて約 18% 増加したと明らかにしました。 同様に国内旅行者数は 10億21.56万人に達して 2023年と比べて 22% 増加しました。これは 2月 5日 水曜日ジャカルタのマルデカ宮殿でウィリアンティ大臣が語ったものです。これらの前向きな業績に対してウィリアンティ大臣は観光部門の発展が続き 国の国内総生産に貢献できると楽観視しています。そのためここで同僚たちに伝えたい。私は観光部門の発展が続き、国の国内総生産の発展への貢献部門の貢献がさらに促進されることを楽観視しています。ウィリアンティ大臣はインドネシアの観光部門は紅葉にも良い影響を与えていて、それは2024年の観光労働人口は2023年と比べて 2.5% 増加したと述べました。ウィリアンティ大臣はさらに中央統計局のデータに基づいて、2024年の観光労働者数は2501万人と記録され、一方で2023年には2441万人と記録されたと述べました。それでは次のニュースです。インドネシアの投資実現額は1714兆ルピアに達し、目標を上回ることについてお伝えします。投資ゲリュー産業大臣兼投資調整庁長官のロサン・ロスアニー氏は2024年の投資実現額が1714.2兆ルピアに達したと発表しました。2月4日火曜日